This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Catherine Johnson here. She is the Vice President and Treasurer of Friends for Animals Sanctuary. Catherine, thanks for coming in.
And thank you so much, Terry, for having us.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Friends for Animals Sanctuary. Exactly what is it?
Friends for Animals Sanctuary is a county that'll be around 20 acres that will be a no-kill, no-cage sanctuary, state-of-the-art, for all domestic animals in Brevard County. When I say no cage, I don't mean that the animals are going to be roaming free out in the pastures. What we're going to have is suites for the dogs and cats and rabbits and ferrets. And these suites will house several dogs at one time. They'll be nice, comfortable, air-conditioned, soundproof suites. It'll be like home. They'll have a couch, a chair, and so forth to lay on and be comfortable with. They're also going to have a doggy door in each suite. We'll have an outside play area for those dogs that are in those suites. There'll also be a large play area that all the dogs will be rotated in and out of on a daily basis so that they become socialized with other dogs. Mm-hmm. The only way that an animal would be euthanized on Friends for Animals Sanctuary is if the vet deemed it necessary because of illness or injury, or if the animal was very aggressive towards humans and we couldn't change that behavior. If we have an animal that is on the sanctuary that is aggressive towards other animals, that's okay. We can keep them separated from the other animals and still give them a wonderful, happy, loving life.
Okay. Well, this is a wonderful endeavor. So in order to do this, obviously you need participation from the community and funding.
We do. We need memberships and volunteers. We need fosters desperately right now. We have pulled 32 dogs and cats out of the county shelters, put them into fosters. We've got 26 that are adopted to their forever homes, and we have 6 dogs right now that are currently in foster. The more fosters we have, the more dogs that we can and cats that we can pull from the county shelters and hopefully find their forever homes. The volunteers we need desperately for the thrift store that we've just opened. It's a beautiful upscale type thrift store. And it's very successful right now. We also need volunteers for events that we're having throughout the county and for our galas and so forth that we're doing.
Okay, so where is the thrift store?
The thrift store is located at 5000 North Wickham Road, Suite 110, and that's in Melbourne. It's on Wickham Road right next to the Home Depot. Mm-hmm. It's in the strip plaza right next to the Home Depot, right next door to the Fijiama Steakhouse.
Okay. All right. That's easy to find. So all the proceeds from the thrift store go
into a money market account for the building fund of the sanctuary.
Okay. So there's lots of ways people can get involved. And of course, monetary donations are always appreciated. And you have several different membership levels.
We do. We have a general membership, which is $25. We have a Friends for Animals Sanctuary membership for $50, an Ambassador for Animals membership for $100, and a Foundation membership, which is a one-time donation of $1,000. The memberships and the event monies that we get go strictly for all of the medical and the heartworm and flea for our animals that are in foster currently. Any profits left over out of that also goes into the building fund.
Okay. And this is a 501c3.
So it is a 501c3, yes.
Tax deductible donation. Mm-hmm. And if people were wondering about a holiday gift for someone, this would make a very nice gift for them.
It would make a very good gift for them. Matter of fact, we've had a couple of people that have come into the store and have done just that.
Oh, that's great. So how would people get in touch with you if they wanted more information?
They could give us a call at area code 321-777-9832. They can come visit us at our thrift store. They can visit us on Facebook, and please do like us on Facebook. We always try to put something out there every day for everybody. Or you can come to our website, which is www.friends4animalsanctuary.org.
Okay, and there they could find out how to become a member, how to volunteer.
Our foster applications, they can become a member right there online. Everything is there, including the dogs that have been adopted, the dogs that are currently in foster, and there's some tidbits of information on, you know, how to feed your dog. There's some educational stuff on there also.
Oh, that's very good. Okay. Well, once again, this is the Friends for Animals Sanctuary, Rescue, Rehabilitation, Adoption, and Awareness. And if you would like to become involved, You can become a member, you can volunteer, you can become a foster owner, or money. Money is always good.
Very good.
And the phone number is 777-9832 or on the web at friends4animalssanctuary.org. Catherine, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, Terry, thank you so much for having us.